Welcome to the zoning administrators meeting for August 2nd, 2018. There are a limited number of staff reports available at the hearing. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on the public hearings on the agenda as those are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name and address for the record. Written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing in the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence. Members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. I'm your zoning administrator for the day. My name is Bibi Jimenez. Now I'll call to order the meeting. First item on the agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes. I understand that the acting zoning administrator has already approved those meeting minutes. As previously mentioned, the zoning administrator may take items out of order. And today I will take item numbers 2 and 3 first. So we'll start with item number 2, public hearing PA 18-0013, a request for a use permit to the zoning administrator to allow reconstruction of a Boy Scout climbing structure that sustained fire damage with the new structure to include 2 tower elements exceeding the 35-foot height limit. The applicant is the Orange County Council, Boy Scouts of America. The location is the Irvine Ranch Outdoor Educational Center, located in the 3rd Supervisorial District. With that, staff, can you please present your report?
Thank you. Just a clarification, introduction, reference to PA 18-0013. It's PA 18-0016 for the particular application.
So we will need to correct that in the agenda.
The original climbing facility that's part of the Boy Scout Facilities Center was damaged in the Canyon Fire 2 last October, and they're rebuilding many of their facilities there. They're proposing a replacement climbing structure. They are using a new design that they have developed. This is not simply a climbing structure, but also challenging and developing life skills and character through the Boy Scouts programs. The entire structure is very simply just a series of poles and platforms and connected by various types of bridges, and even has an element so handicaps or other types of scouts would make use of portions of the structure. The location of the facility is such that it is very centrally located with the entire Irvine Regional Park area, and it is a little over 3/4 of a mile from the nearest residence. It will not be visible from outside the park boundaries. The zoning code allows override structures subject to the approval of the zoning administrator. These elements will not be used for sleeping or eating or for commercial purposes, and therefore staff finds the request reasonable and within the parameters of the zoning code and recommends approval.
Does that conclude your report?
Yes.
Okay, we'll now open the public hearing. I don't have any questions on this item. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak to this item? Is the applicant here? Would you please step forward and state your name, address?
Sure. My name is Michael Ricobro, Ricobro & Associates, 31877 Del Obispo Street, Suite 2074, San Juan Capistrano, California. I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you so much for your consideration.
I would just like to know whether you've had an opportunity to review the conditions of approval and findings and the report in general and concurrence with that. And
yes.
You agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I will now close the public hearing. And I have received the staff report and public testimony as appropriate, and I find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under Class 1 Restoration of Damaged Structures exemption pursuant to sections 15301 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines and County of Orange procedures, and further that the larger outdoor education camp of which the climbing facility was an original component was assessed by EIR SCH 200-405-1098 and approved planning application PA 180018 for a use permit subject, oh, I'm sorry, 16, subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval. Item is item number 3, a public hearing, PA 180018, a request for a use permit to the zoning administrator to allow the replacement and enlargement of a convenience store associated with an existing Chevron gas station. Additional site improvements are also proposed. Applicant is G&M Gapco LLC. The location is 9225 South Brookhurst Street in unincorporated Orange County within the 4th Supervisorial District. Staff, do you have a presentation?
Yes, thank you. The project's at the corner of Brookhurst and Broadway. It has been in operation as a gas station since at least 1959, the oldest records that I was able to locate within the county files. It has operated continuously. Even though it is operating as a use permit, as a gas station, because of the expansion and enlargement of the convenience mart component of it, a new use permit is required. The other side improvements basically involve replacement of the gas island canopy, slight relocation of the existing fuel dispensers to improve on-site circulation, a covered trash enclosure, landscape improvements, new signage, and replacement of the underground tanks. The underground tanks are not leaking. They are just close to their lifetime use, and so the operator is going to use this opportunity to also to replace those. The applicable standards for the gas station are found in the zoning code and require, and in addition to the C1 zoning that the property is designated, there are service station development standards regarding building setbacks, signage totals, maximum heights of signs, and the requirement for price signage. All of those requirements have been met by the applicant. It is conforming with both the C1 and the surface station district overlay. The project is categorically exempt under a class 1 and a class 2 exemption under the California Environmental Quality Act, and I have nothing else to add. It's a straightforward project.
And just one item to note, the staff report on page 2, bottom of page 2, identifies the project site as a residential use. It's in fact commercial, right?
Under correct. That is my error.
Just for the record, and maybe that can be cleaned up later. I don't have any other questions. With that, I will open the public hearing.
Oh, and I have one other correction, forgive me. Staff would like to delete condition number 12 regarding a stormwater pollution prevention plan. The site is below the criteria that would require such a plan, and I've verified that with county staff in building and safety. So condition 12 would be deleted.
Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this item?
Yes, ma'am.
Please step forward and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Thank you. Carl Hoy with Travis Companies. That's Carl with a K, Hoy, H-U-Y, 4430 East Mira Loma Avenue, Suite F, and that's in Anaheim, 92807. We are the project applicant and also the project architect. We've had the pleasure of working with the planning staff on this project and look forward to your approval of this. We have read the findings, the staff report, and the recommendations, and are in complete concurrence with them, including the removal of condition number 12 regarding the SPPP, the removal of that. With that, we respectfully request your approval, and I'm available to answer any questions should you have them. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I will close the public hearing. And we'll receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate and consider planning application PA 180018 and find that the proposed project is categorically exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act under the Class 1 existing facilities and Class 2 replacement of reconstruction exemptions pursuant to sections 15301 and 15302 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines and the County of Orange procedures, and approve planning application PA 180018 for a use permit subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval, except condition of approval number 12, which has now been deleted. Next item taken out of order is item number 1 on the agenda, a public hearing for PA 180013, a request for a use permit to the zoning administrator for construction of a new residence with portions of the structure exceeding 35 feet in height. The applicant, Clayton Biddle, location 31801 Violetta Lane, Coto de Casa, within the 5th Supervisorial District. Staff, please proceed.
Thank you. The proposal is a new residence and accessory structures on a 7.4-acre site within the Los Ranchos Estates area of Coto de Casa. It notes within the staff report that the applicant proposed to use the foundation remaining from the previous home that had been demolished. Since that time, they've done the engineering and reviewed it with our engineering staff, and they will need to replace structural elements of that foundation, but they will still be utilizing the same foundation footprints. So it's an equivalent situation from that previously mentioned within the staff report. The zoning code, as mentioned before, allows that architectural features that are not used for sleeping or eating or not used for commercial may exceed the otherwise stipulated district's building height, in this case 35 feet by up to 10 feet. The proposed structure will have, in portions of it, a maximum height of 44 feet, 7 inches. As you know, the building height is measured at a point 5 feet outside the structure, the finished grade at that point, and then going up. Because of the slope, the undulating slope on the site, and utilizing the foundation, same foundation footprint of the previous structure, there is less opportunity to manipulate that slope and thus achieve the 35-foot height limit. The structure, proposed structure, will be some 400 plus feet back from the nearest private street. And there are landscape and hillside areas behind it that will screen and mask any perception of additional height from the other side of the structure. The elements that do exceed are portions of the roof structure, eaves and chimneys and the like. There's a cross-section within the staff report. The show is just minor portions, and again, because of the grades, it is not, you know, a uniform overall height. The grades change, and thus the portions of the building that are over 35 feet change depending upon the elevation those measurements are taken from. Staff has reviewed the application. The Coto de Casa Advisory Committee reviewed the project at their regular meeting of June 6th and recommended approval of the project. The Los Ranchos Community Association has also reviewed the project and approved it in May of this year. Staff finds that the request is reasonable. The distance of the structure from any surrounding residents or any circulation element within the community will diminish any perception of increased height. The pad itself will be some 50 feet higher than the adjacent roadway, and as I said, 400 plus feet back. So therefore, staff finds that this is a reasonable request and recommends its approval.
Thank you. I don't have any questions at this time, so I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this item?
Yes.
Please come forward, state your name, please.
Yes, hi, my name's Todd Volker. I'm the architect on the project, T.S. Volker Architecture. We're at 14988 Sand Canyon Avenue, Studio 2 in Irvine, California, 92618. And I had a chance to review the staff report and the recommended conditions of approval, and we concur and accept those. And can I say something else?
Sure.
Because it is an existing home originally, and of course it's already been torn down, so what remains is just the foundation, and it's been that way for a couple of years now. There were different ways to approach this project, and the thing that we wanted to do was minimize the impact and grading of the existing site, because there's quite a bit of slope and quite a bit of fall from front to back, as you can see in the plans. So in doing so, in putting the home on the original foundation, because we want to keep the height the same as where it was originally built, there's only one portion of the very lower level right in the center. As you look at that, then that's the portion that is perceived where you will be able to observe that entire 44 feet from the very tip of the peak of the roof to the existing foundation line as it daylights, because it's what's known as a walkout basement at that level. But as Kevin mentioned, and what we felt was a reasonable request, is the fact that it's over 400 feet back from the nearest public road, which really diminishes the scale in considering the size of the property too. At 7.4 acres, it's probably the finest property in all of Cotto at that location. Certainly vast. We're preserving the original landscaping as much as possible. There's orchards in the front, and all of those things, we want to try and have a very light hand on how we grade and impact the rest of the adjacent properties by not hauling extra dirt away and creating a big flat pad and then a big 2-to-1 or retaining wall slope at the rear, which I think would be, the net result would be far less aesthetically pleasing. So that's why we kind of were backed into this corner, by trying to not change the footprint of the original house substantially. We're right on the original location and maintaining those slopes on the side yards. So virtually 3 out of 4 of the views of the home, you will not see the height limit. In fact, it's going to be visually lower than the previous house that was torn down. That home had a 12 and 12 pitch roof. And so when you look at the footprint and 12 and 12 pitch, in fact, I think it doesn't exist anymore, but I believe I can calculate to show that in fact we're probably even lower in terms of the view from 3 out of 4 of the sides of the home. We're proposing a 4 and 12 pitch, so much more gentle. So,
thank you.
Unless there's any other questions, I'm here and available.
I don't have any other questions. Is there anyone else in the audience wishing to speak on this item?
Okay. Hi, I'm Larry Christensen from Alpine Engineering, and I'm the consultant for the company that did the grading plan for this project. My other hat is I'm a 30-year resident of that same community. This house is only a few houses from the house that we built, so we're familiar with the house that was there and what's being constructed. The owners, as well as the design of the house that Todd worked on, were very conscientious in trying to keep everything as minimal impact as possible. That's the reason why the tennis court, which is deteriorated, it's going to be built in the same place. The house is going to be built in the same place at the same ground elevation. And the grading is quite minimal. I did the grading plans for probably 50% of everything in Los Ranchos. And we've had massive several year grading plans for a single house. This one is just a couple hundred yards. The owners wanted to keep that minimal. So, and as a longtime resident, we think this would be a great asset to the community. My address.
Oh, yes, yeah. The record, please.
It's 22431 Antonio Parkway in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Thank you. Could you sign in on the clipboard over there, please?
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this item?
Yes, I do.
Please step forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Free. Okay. Here's the conform. Is there a way I can get this stamp?
Okay. These are the same thing, right?
Yes.
Duplicates.
Good afternoon, my name is Jonathan Lopez. My address is 19900 MacArthur Boulevard, Suite 850, Irvine, California, 92612. And I'm here on behalf of Mr. Kenneth Kasdan, objector and owner, along with his wife, Eileen Kasdan, and on behalf of the firm, Kasdan, Lipson, and Weber Turner. So please be advised that the undersigned is the owner, whose address is 31932 Violeta Lane, Coto de Caza, California, and hereby objects to the application for the use permit on the following grounds. Number one, the requested extension of height is not permitted by Coto de Caza's specific plan, which is not the applicable zoning code. The comprehensive zoning code, section 7.9-1293, is not incorporated in the Coto de Caza's specified plan. Number three, section 7-9-129-3 is misapplied. It does not authorize roof height deviations, only deviations for design and architectural features, and a roof is not an architectural feature. Number four, the Los Ranchos Community Association approval is inadequate and incorrect. Number five, the requested use permit seeks approval of a second structure and is not in compliance with applicable zoning. Number six, the public notice is misleading. Number seven, the proposed findings are not supported by any evidence. And I will begin with number one. The Coto de Caza specified plan Amendment 3, or hereinafter referred to as a specific plan, also known as the Coto de Caza specified plan, which was adopted by the Orange County Board of Supervisors by Ordinance Number 3942, exclusively constitutes the zoning code for the land specifically described therein, in which the applicant's property in Tract 9507 is specifically included. The rural residential description, Section 7C, limits the building height to 35 feet. The issue of building height is specifically addressed in the specific plan. Thus, it cannot be modified or amended, nor a use permit issued in variance of the specific plan zoning requirement by reference to a non-applicable zoning code. The specified plan, when defining the rural residential requirements, uses the phrase, the development shall conform to its requirements. As established, shall in the zoning code means the requirement is mandatory. The specified plans provides no exceptions. Moreover, there is no showing that allowing a deviation from the specified plan height requirements would provide superior development potential or that allowing of a 43-foot building height is consistent with any special feature in the community. In fact, homes in the community have been built to be consistent with the 35-foot standard. Number two, the Comprehensive Zoning Code Section 7.9-129.3 is not incorporated into the Coto de Caza specified plan. The applicant refers to Section 7.9-129.3, which is a part of the Orange County Comprehensive Zoning Code, and is contained in Title 7, Land Use and Building Regulations, Division 9, Planning. Article 2 of the Comprehensive Code in Section 7-7-9 and subsections contain comprehensive zoning code provisions applicable elsewhere in the county where the zoning is not otherwise provided, and are not applicable to the zoning in Coto de Caza, which is exclusively controlled by the specific plan. If the applicant wishes to morph in and use provisions in the comprehensive zoning code, then the specific plan would have to be amended. Neither the zoning administrator nor planning commission can modify the specific plan. an action which rests entirely with the legislative body, here the Board of Supervisors zoning and land use for Coto de Caza community set exclusively set forth in specific plan by Orange County Board Supervisors Ordinance 394.2, which sets forth as follows. Ordinance number 3942, an ordinance of the County of Orange, California, amending the Coto de Caza specified plan 1, accordance with section 7-9-156 of the codified ordinances. The Board of Supervisors of the County of Orange, California does ordain as follows. Section 1, the land use regulations and statistical summary of the Coto de Caza specified plan amendment 3 as described in zone change 92-9 are hereby adopted. As is shown above, the comprehensive zoning code is superseded by the specific plan code, such as the development concept enacted by the legislative body 20 years ago. The applicant seeks authorization to extend the height of the roof of the proposed dwelling structures by 8 feet to 43 feet. The absolute limit is 35 feet, as set forth in the specific plan. Any attempt to use portions of the comprehensive zoning code, section 7.9-21.2, to deviate from the specific plan itself is not appropriate. Here, the specified plan has expressed an unambiguous language as to the building height. There is no ability to morph into a contradictory provision. Number 3, section 7-9-129-3 is misapplied. It does not authorize roof height deviations, only deviations for design architectural features, and a roof is not an architectural feature. Orange County Zoning Code Section 7-9-129-3 is misapplied by the applicant. The section does not authorize roof height deviations. The Zoning Code section relied upon does not authorize extension of building roof heights, only the height of an architectural feature. The section provides as follows. Towers, gables, spires, flagposts, and architectural features not for sleeping or eating quarters or any commercial purpose may exceed the district building height limit by 10 feet subject to use permit approved by the zoning administrator per section 7-9-150. As set forth in the application, none of the components of the residential plan for which an exception is sought here are towers, gables, spires, or flagpoles. Rather, the applicant seeks to increase the height of the roof structure itself. The applicant has not ever asserted this requested height extension is for an architectural feature, but rather for the roof of the building itself. As such, to the extent comprehensive code sections could even apply to the code of specific plan, the exception requested here is not in accordance with section 7-9-129-3 exception. For example, the west elevation shows entire sections of roof exceeding 35 feet, not just the spire or other architectural elements. Essentially, the applicant is seeking to construct a three-story structure with the entire roof on the west elevation above 35 feet limit, making it four stories in height. Number 4, the Los Ranchos Community Associated approval is inadequate and incorrect. The application references a purported approval from the Los Ranchos Tract 9507 Environmental Committee. There is no proof for showing that the required height deviation from both the Los Ranchos design guidelines or the zoning guidelines was considered or approved. The approval here is conceptual only. To use the Los Ranchos letter as approval of the height limit is therefore inappropriate. The Los Ranchos design guidelines at section 7 architecture specifically limits the height of residential structures to 30 feet. This structure is 43 feet. The Los Ranchos design guidelines only allow a variance of up to 5 feet to 35 feet, which not by coincidence is also the specific plan height limit. Neither the Los Ranchos rules nor specific plan allow for 10-foot exceptions. Number 5, the requested use permit seeks approval of a second structure and is not in compliance with the applicable zoning. The requested project seeks approval to construct a residence and or second fully detached home structure described on the application as a new detached home office and garage. However, the plans show a guest home, which therefore is a second dwelling structure. The Orange County Planning Report describes the proposed project as a guest house home office with garage. The second residential structure, which is shown on the plans as described as a guest house and office, violating the rural residential R1 Coto de Caza specified plan, PA1 designation, which provides at section 2.8 that the permitted use for the lot are single family dwellings, one per building site. Approval of the instant application would constitute zoning approval of all elements described, even though the language of the notice describes the height variance and thus grants as a part of the permit allowing for two dwellings. Number 6, the public notice is misleading. The project is described on the notice of public hearing as a proposal to construct a new residence with portions of the structure exceeding 35 feet in height. The plan itself also includes a second residential structure which is not identified on the notice, yet included in the submittal. This was not disclosed. The notice fails to identify the elevation deviation encompasses two roof structures exceeding the height limits, not just proportions. Number 7, The proposed findings are not supported by any evidence. Finding number two, zoning. There is no evidence supporting a conclusion that the structural approval is consistent with the Coto de Casa specific plan. In fact, it is just the opposite. The applicant relies on the inapplicable exception in the code, not in effect in Coto. Finding number three, compatibility. There is no evidence or support that other structures in the tract or property adjacent have heights exceeding 35 feet in height. As such, a bare statement that the application is compatible is not substantiated by anything in the record, nor could it be, as the other homes comply. Findings number two and three, zoning and compatibility. There is no showing that the 22% increase over the allowed 35-foot height is required to make property economically feasible or necessary for development. Finding number six, CEQA. There is no evidence to support the finding that the particular application is consistent with the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, or that the proposed height and two residential structures on their face conform to the Coto de Casa specific plan section F. Thus, this project as proposed is not within the CEQA analysis provided when the Coto de Casa specific plan was adopted, which included only one residential structure. This would require a new plan and a new CEQA analysis. Based upon the objector's foregoing points, the proposed project should be disallowed. The proposal violates the Coto de Casa specific plan. The proposal attempts to morph into the specific plan elements of the comprehensive zoning code, which is prohibited. The project is excessive in height in violation of the Coto de Casa specific plan, which is the zoning ordinance for the subject property. The applicant seeks approval of a second residential structure, a prohibited use for rural residential property. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff, would you like to respond to any?
Just if there's any other public hearing, then yeah. I can respond.
Is there any other items? Anyone else wishing to comment on this? Seeing none, staff? Yes, I'll now close the public hearing. I also have a question myself. The guest house home office use.
I will get to that as I'm addressing this. The in going through the August first letter that staff received and the zoning administrator was given a copy of earlier today. Being in one, the requested extension height is not permitted by the Coto specific plan, which is the applicable zoning code. The Coto specific plan is an extension of the zoning code. The zoning code permits the application and the adoption of specific plans. And in fact, the zoning code within the specific plan section says, were not otherwise addressed by specific plan, all currently adopted ordinances, regulations, and standards of the County of Orange are applicable. In other words, where a specific plan is silent on an issue, staff has traditionally and historically gone back to the zoning code to find an applicable standard. The specific plan itself, in general note C, has similar language. When any issue, condition, or situation occurs that is not covered by this specific plan, those regulations provided by the zoning code that are most applicable for the use, condition, or situation, as determined by the Director of Planning, EMA, or upon appeal of the Planning Commission, shall apply. This is the instance where there is not a provision specifically addressing this, but let me go back one other thing. Even within the Coto specific plan, it includes provisions that allow alternative development standards. General note Q discusses going through a site development permit process to allow development standards that would include, but not necessarily be limited to, situations where topography shapes the community and thus perhaps a clustering of building sites with reduced setbacks might be able to save a stand of oak trees, or special architectural nature of the community has been established, and so the alternative standards for new structures could go more in line with that. It specifically says that alternative standards for lot size, setbacks, and other standards as development occurs can apply. So the objector's comment that the zoning code doesn't apply is misplaced, is wrong. The zoning code does apply. The specific plan itself includes at least 18 references back to the Orange County zoning code, and I just stopped counting at 18. Their contention that the use of shall They're going to the zoning code on what the definition of shall is. So if the zoning code doesn't apply in CODO, then why is that the reference that's required? The provision, the statement that there needed to be a proof of a superior development potential or the like is not a requirement for this type of permit. They're just in the reference that is, they go back and forth between a use permit and a variance. This is not a variance. There's no requirement to make special findings about a hardship or other constraint. Again, their second point, the comprehensive zoning code is not incorporated into the CODO specific plan. As I just mentioned, it's throughout the specific plan. The specific plan is not an exclusion of the zoning code, but an extension of the zoning code. For instance, if the specific plan says that grading and excavation is permitted in any portion of CODO, but it doesn't include any grading standards. So does that mean there are no grading standards within CODO de Casa? Because the plan allows it, but doesn't provide anything. No, you go back to the Orange County grading code. Because it doesn't say it within the specific plan, you go to the applicable code. Where there are provisions in the specific plan that aren't addressed by the specific plan, you go back to the zoning code to find those standards. The section regarding the use permit for overheight structure is misapplied. The contention that a roof is not an architectural element. It is an architectural element. If it was a dome, it would be an architectural element. It would be a mansard roof, it would be an architectural element. It's just misapplied and wrong. The roof structure portions of it, the function and the continuity of the entire architectural proposal is an undividable entity. And so only portions of that structure, the roof structure, do exceed. And again, as I explained during the staff report, it exceeds 35-foot height primarily because the applicant's proposal to minimize grading within the site. We've seen projects daily where massive grading is done to no benefit other than to build up a grade next to an adjacent structure. The point regarding the Los Ranchos Community Association is adequate. I have no comment on there. It's just the information for the zoning administrator that he had the HOA. We only ask that for some acknowledgement that their local group has reviewed it. Now to your point, the requested use permit seeks approval of a second structure. It does not. The CODO specific plan or rural residential standards specifically, under rural residential 0.6 accessory uses, it allows accessory use. The guest house is an accessory use. And I would also point here, it allows accessory uses as noted within section 7-9-137 of the zoning code. And again, the specific plan is referring back to the zoning code for what is permitted. The guest house is a permitted accessory use. Further, under state law, which even state law will apply in CODO de Casa, the state has trumped, if you will, local jurisdictions with their new accessory dwelling unit criteria. Pursuant to California Senate Bill 1069, Section 65852.2 of the Government Code, accessory dwelling units are permitted in any district, including planned communities and specific plan areas. The accessory dwelling unit needs to conform with all setback standards. This particular proposal does. There are limitations, again, on setbacks, heights. It's within all of those. It conforms with zoning. It is permitted use not only by the CODO specific plan and the zoning code, but state law. Public notice is misleading. Again, the notice said that there's a structure, the portions of which exceed 35 feet. That is what the hearing is about. It is not about an accessory structure that's part of the plan. There are certain size limitations on what can be achieved within a public notice. We try to make it descriptive yet concise, and there is information on the public notice for any concerned party to contact the county if they wish more information. In fact, that is what this concerned party did. They contacted me for more information. I spoke with them for the first time yesterday morning. I believe it was yesterday morning. And in that conversation, suggested they submit their concerns in writing. I requested their best efforts to try to get that letter submitted to us 24 hours prior to the hearing. They weren't able to do that, which doesn't mean they can't submit their letter. But it was just a quick review of the responses happening today. So the public notice served its purpose, told them the project was going on, and gave them information. The second residential unit that's permitted by state law is not the subject of this hearing. So that's why it was not included within the public notice. For the same reason that we didn't discuss the tennis courts in the plan. It's not part of the permit application under consideration. The comments regarding the proposed findings not being supported, again, that it's not consistent with the CODRO specific plan. Staff's finding is this is it is consistent. It's consistent with both the specific plan provisions for what is allowed, modifications, development standards, and referencing back to the zoning code, modification, development standards. Compatibility is more than just the height of a building. It's a structure that's consistent and compatible with its surroundings, which staff feels made the finding that this single-family residence within its on its 7.5-acre property is consistent with development within the surrounding portions of Cota de Casa. Findings 2 and 3, that we failed to make a finding that absent the height increase, the property would not be economically feasible or necessary for development, are just not required findings. We are not concerned with economic feasibility through this use permit process. The CEQA finding, as concluded within the staff report, the project is exempt from CEQA because it is the implementation of an extension of a project within a specific plan area for which a previous EIR was certified. So the staff report includes a number of different provisions regarding those that are on the record, but it's a finding that it just implements the specific plan, therefore it's specifically exempt from further CEQA analysis. And I would go further to say that I can't imagine what the environmental impact of the increased height of the structure would be in terms of the findings of that environmental impact report. So those are my comments on the concerned party's letter and their testimony. I'm available to answer any other questions.
No, I appreciate staff's response. I did not have adequate time to review in detail and cross-check the code and specific plan in advance of the meeting. As you mentioned, it did come kind of late. So I appreciate that summary. And with that, I've received the staff report and public testimony as appropriate, and I find that the project is exempt from CEQA as a residential project consistent with and implementing a specific plan for which an EIR has been certified pursuant to Government Code Section 65457 and approved planning application PA 180013 for a use permit subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval. That concludes our agenda items for the day. Our next section is public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. Is there anyone wishing to speak on any item at this point in time? If not, we will now adjourn the zoning administrator's meeting. The next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for August 22nd, 2018. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to give all of this back to you.